All right, so we're here with Dale Levesque, one of the candidates for mayor in Rapide des Waasimes. Dale, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So could you tell us a little bit about your background, I guess both professionally and in politics as well?
Sure. I've been working for the Canadian Nuclear Laboratories for 13 years. I work in information management as a records assistant, working with historical records. I've been in municipal politics for 14 years, 10 years as councillor, and I did 4 years as mayor. So I have experience in administration, finances, and project management. And so professionally and politically, those are my attributes.
And that political experience, is that all in Rapides as well?
All in Rapides.
Okay. And so how long have you been living in the community?
I've been here 36 years.
And so it's what do you like the most about the municipality?
I like the interaction of a small community. The scenery here is beautiful. We're surrounded by water. I love nature. It's very quiet, and it's very, how would I say, it's challenging, you know, being so far from the rest of the Pontiac, but I always like good challenges.
And you mentioned you had quite an extensive political experience there. So what motivated you to run for mayor this year?
I am looking at retirement in the next year or two, and I can give my full attention to the community. When I was mayor before, working a full-time job and doing other outside activities, was a bit of a drain. It's important that I'm able to really give my full attention to the community, and I can do that now.
And so looking back on the last 4 years there, or in your case, I guess even longer there, what would you say, what do you think of the current council's record or their any accomplishments that you're particularly proud of over the last little while there?
I think we've really have improved on the infrastructure in the community. We need more. Again, funding is our big issue. We're a small community. We don't have a big tax base. But I know we have a youth center. We have an outdoor rink. We have a campground. We have a lot of tourists that come for fishing, hunting. So we have lodges here. So we have a beautiful waterfront. So we have, boating activity. So there's a lot that we can still improve. And funding is always a big issue, but try to bring the young people back. Of course, there's no industry here. There's no work. But even if they worked in the area and we could provide them lodging or some housing here, which we need to develop, would keep them in the community and do things that will bring them to the community, something for their children to do, more activities. We do have a playground. We can expand on it. So there's a lot of things we can do to bring the people back to the community.
And one thing that strikes me about Rapide itself is that it's just such a uniquely situated municipality, and that comes with all kinds of issues there as well, like the police services and I understand you guys have some kind of deal worked out with the hospital there in Deep River.
Yes. So a lot of our basic medical things we need, we do with through the Deep River Hospital. We have access to the Ontario doctors there. What else? And of course, most of us work in Ontario. We do a lot of our shopping there. We don't really have anything here. We have we do have a gas station, a dépanneur, and it's owned locally, and we try to support them as much as we can. And we have nonprofit committees that provide some recreational activities. Again, we try to support them as well.
And so, looking ahead, if you are elected to the next four years there, what would you say your priorities for the municipality would be?
One of the challenges we have, even though we do have some access to healthcare in Ontario, we don't have enough our access to a lot of health services, especially if we need specialists. Our travel time is great. A lot of us, you know, have to take whole days off work just to go to a medical appointment, let's say in Hull or Gatineau. What else? That's one of the challenges. A lot of the government services, like we have to drive all the way to Campbell's Bay to get a photo for our driver's license or health card. I'd like to see the possibility, you know, in a cost-effective way of bringing some of those services into our own community.
And so just to, if you were sitting on or standing on the doorstep of a voter there in Rapid, what would you say to convince them to vote for you and not one of your opponents there?
Well, I think what I'd like to see is more communication with the citizens. I think something that needs to be changed is the vision of the community. But in order to do that, we need to know what our citizens want. What kind of changes would they like, or what would they like to keep the same, and provide them with the best quality of life that we can. So I think that's important. We have a good mixture of seniors, middle class, and younger families. So we have to be able to work together and make this community work for everyone.